I november 2018 så ringer jag till ett hotell i Nashville. Och vem svarar om inte självaste Dee Snider? Och Dee Snider är bäst känd som den otroligt karismatiska frontmannen i Twisted Sister. Och förutom det så har han släppt en hel del soloskivor, han har skrivit böcker, han har haft en reality-serie och dyker nu upp på TV lite här och där nu som då. Då ringde upp Dee som var aktuell med ett väldigt hyllat soloalbum som hette For the Love of Metal samt några uppträdanden med raskasta joulua julturnén i Finland.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Snider?
This is Dee Snider, how are you?
Hello, I'm Chell from Radio Extreme Finland, nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. I've been following you on Instagram and checking you out on your Insta stories, and you've been a busy bee once again. What have you been doing then? You've been speaking on a stage, apparently.
Well, this is a television show called Who Will Rock You, which is kind of an American Idol except with bands, Battle of the Bands. So I'm a judge on the show. And we've been filming like 4 episodes here in Nashville for the last few days.
Mm. Well, about I bet this is a question that quite many ask you, but about current rock and metal bands, do you have any favorites from the recent years?
Well, I mean, I'm a big champion of young bands and new bands, you hear. Too often people say rock and roll is dead. That's old people saying that. And even though I'm an old person, I'm smart enough and aware enough, thanks to my grown children who I've been going to concerts with. They're all metalheads. And I've seen there's so many young, talented musicians and bands out there. You know, there's plenty of great new music. It's just that the older people don't really look too hard, I don't know, there's no good bands anymore, it's just BS. So I like a lot of what's going on today, so there's a ton of great new bands.
Yeah, one thing, I bet you've heard of them, the American band called Greta Van Fleet.
Yes.
Yeah, and some media has been giving them a really hard time, and then be like, they've been like, some memes made about them because it's quite obvious that they have been listening to their share of 70s rock and especially Zeppelin, and some media has given them like a hard time, like, ooh, they're trying to sound like Led Zeppelin, and I don't really see the problem with it because people have been influenced by Led Zeppelin for decades now. It's not a new thing, and people have been influenced by Twisted Sister, and you can hear that in people's music as well, decades later after you recorded your classic. How do you see on this kind of on this subject when there's some new young rock band or metal band and some media or some people just start saying like, oh, they're trying to sound like Led Zeppelin or Twisted Sister or Black Sabbath? What's your opinion on this discussion?
Well, I think that these are great influences to have, and there's nothing wrong and everything right with studying the classics and learning from the classics. I don't like it when a band copies the set and they're not doing anything new. They're imitating. Back in the 80s, there was a band, Kingdom Come. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they released their album, and the record company, it was so close to Zeppelin that they leaked out that it was a new Zeppelin album, and it got a lot of attention but it sounded exactly like Zeppelin, and it did it very good. So I mean, I think it's okay to be, it's great to be influenced. One of the bands I saw last night, and I can't talk about names or anything like that, but they showed influences from Beatles skiffle music. We're talking 1962 for the Cavern Club. I mean, it was great to hear, but it was mixed in with other things and it created a very unique sound for them. So, when a band is influenced, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. When they just copy, I'm not a fan of that.
Okay. Have you often heard something that your opinion has been like a Twisted Sister ripoff, like you could like really clearly hear like, oh, this is almost a ripoff or this is a ripoff?
I'm not so self-absorbed that I think that. And I guess the biggest about my band, it, fortunately for me, is my voice, which is why I'm putting out new music, you know, at this at 63, making new metal records, because people think my voice is unique, and you know, people can, there's not another voice exactly like it. So, no, I don't hear that. And again, I just, you know, I see these bands, you know, that have that, that hair metal 80s glam influence. And I think it's great, you know. I think it's great, especially when it's young musicians, because they hear it through a different, they see it differently. They see a romanticized version of it, you know, and they interpret it differently to their world. So, but no, I haven't seen a Twisted Sister copy yet.
De var i Nashville för att jobba med ett tv-program som var lite som idol bara för hela band. Och de har ganska bra koll på också yngre band och nya band som grundas. Och han hade hört visserligen om bandet som då var nytt, alltså Great Evan Fleet. Och de hade fått en hel del shit för att de lät för mycket som Led Zeppelin. Och de sa att det är helt okej och det är bra att det hörs vad ens influenser har. Men att kopiera rakt av, det är fel. Och visst så säger han ju Twisted Sisters handavtryck här och där. Men han hade inte ännu, åtminstone då så jag pratade med honom, råkat på något helt rakt av 100% kopia.
People seem to really, really like your latest album, For the Love of Metal. I mean, let's just, you know, among friends of mine, old and young, you know, people who listen to really extreme stuff, people who listen to, you know, more punk or more classic heavy metal. People are really into that album. From your point of perspective, I mean, you wrote it. What do you feel yourself that you are most proud of, or what do you feel that you succeeded with, you know, better than ever with this one?
You know, I mean, you don't know how happy it is. I mean, I've been hearing this for months now, but I never get tired of hearing it. And really, credit goes to Jamie Josta, my producer, singer for Hatebreed.
Oh yeah.
For having the vision and seeing, he's the one who came to me and said, D, you know, there is a contemporary metal record. We can make a record that will appeal to your old fans, your new fans. And, you know, and he brought in so many great people, members of Lamb of God, Killswitch Engage, All That Remains, Disturbed, Arch Enemy. I mean, these great younger than me, musicians who all came in and contributed and helped me design a record that, yeah, amazingly, when I look at, I get the Spotify reports, because I'm an artist, it says 18 to 58. They're all loving, they're listening to the record. So it's having great feel, and it's great to have nothing I would like more than what I've got right now, and that is a record, new music from Dee Snider in 2018 that people want to hear. And I'm headed to Finland with my metal band. I'll be playing a lot of it, and the audience is excited about it. It's great. They're singing along. Usually you play new songs and the audience is like, they go to the bathroom.
That's right.
They go to get a beer. But people are looking forward to hearing new music. So I'm bringing it.
If somebody would have told you, let's say, for instance, 30 years ago, that, D, you know, one day you're going to do these massive arena, sold-out arena shows in Finland. We're going to be singing Christmas songs. What would you have thought then?
I would have punched you in the face. I was an idiot back when I was 30 years ago. I know, seriously, there's so many things I've done now that I think back and I say, I would have literally gone in a fight with people. Then you're going to put out a Christmas album. Fight. You're going to write a song Celine Dion's going to record. Fight. You're going to go. You're going to be on Broadway, dancing on stage in Broadway. Fight. I mean, I was an idiot. But I'm not. I'm less of an idiot now. So I love doing these things. I really enjoy it.
What do you feel? I mean, so far, I mean, you must have heard tons of things about this Raskasta Joulua, Heavy Christmas, which is a massive phenomenon in Finland. It's been that for years. You know, they have shitloads of concerts, big concerts, arena concerts, all sold out. I believe you're going to be on, well, you're going to be at least on the biggest one in Helsinki. I mean, what info have you been given? And, you know, what made you do it?
Well, I'm, you know, like many people, I'm a Christmas junkie, not secretly. I mean, Twisted recorded a Christmas album.
Yep.
I wrote a Christmas song for my wife that Celine Dion recorded. I wrote a Christmas musical that has been staged in Chicago and Toronto, Canada, and now is being developed into a television holiday special called A Rock and Roll Christmas Tale. So I love the holiday, and I always thought, I always believed that Christmas rocked, even though we didn't hear it in the music. And it's great that over the last decade, you've been seeing more and more rocked-out Christmas things, showing that, you know, that it kind of appeal to a audience of fans of heavier music. And I did not know about this tour in Finland, and I was asked to join it, and I really didn't know what it was, but, you know, they said it was arenas, and it was rock, and I started to learn more and more, and I was just so blown away. Very excited to join the I call them the cast, but I know it's not a cast, the band, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to spend like more or less a week in Finland. You have some shows of your own, a couple of those. Then you have the Christmas shows. I noticed, I think you have a day off, which happens to be on, in case you have a show somewhere else that day, but at least not in Finland, the 6th of December, which is actually the Independence Day of Finland. Do you have any planned for it? Did you know that that's the Independence Day of Finland, that's day off?
I did not know that, and so that'll be a good day. That'll be a party day for Finland, I'm sure, so that'll be a good day to have off. I heard it's really warm and beautiful in Finland now. So
yeah, it's tropical, yeah.
I'll go in the pool and I'll swim and I'll sit in the sun.
Dee Snyders nya album For the Love of Metal fick otroligt bra mottagning. Och det är ganska liksom när gamla rockare släpper nya album så brukar människor inte bry sig. Men det var faktiskt genuint bra feedback för det här albumet. Och han gav en hel del ros av producenten Jamie Jasta som också sjunger i Hatebreed. Han hade liksom hjälpt jättemycket. Och Dee sa att det var roligt att märka under keikkorna efter det här turnén. Att när han spelar nya låtarna, oftast är det så att man spelar nya låtar så får människor efter en öl eller på vässan. Människor sjöng ännu hårdare med när hans nya låtar spelar, vilket var ganska sådär speciellt egentligen. Om jag eller någon annan hade sagt att Dee Snyder för 30 år sedan att hej, vet du vad, att du kommer att vara med på en sån här arenaturné i Finland som kretsar kring jullåtar, så hade han antagligen fått stryk. Dee nämligen berättar skrattande att han var ett fullständigt kukhuvud som yngre. Det slutar i slagsmål väldigt, väldigt ofta. Men nu var han väldigt ivrig med det här raskaste joulua. Och han hade ju då skämtsamt hört att Finland är varmt i december, så han såg fram emot att sola och simma när han skulle ha lite ledig tid här också.
Well, I just read your book a while ago and I loved it. And there's, I mean, there's a million things I would want to ask, but I don't think we have the time. But two things that I just want to ask you about. I mean, we don't have to mention names, but I believe everyone knows what we're talking about. There's a certain Swiss band that you are not too fond of because they didn't treat members of your family really well. You give them a fake name, Krapus, but I believe quite many people know what band it is. Have they approached you or anyone from their like staff? Because I believe that band still exists or then exists again. Have they approached you after, you know, hearing or reading those stories?
Well, those Lollipop Guild members, if you know what that reference is.
Yeah.
I should say hobbits. Those hobbits did not approach me personally or physically. One of them started to make some sort of apology to my wife, insulted is a bad word. They threatened her. Their people threatened to have my wife beaten up, and stole from her. And then in the apology, he insulted her some more. And it was an issue over costumes that she made for them. So they're morons, and I've had them removed from several festivals that I've been on. I've cost them money, and maybe one day I'll get to, you know, as we say in New York, throw a beating on them, you know. So, but it's no fun beating up a hobbit.
That's good, and you're far from a hobbit, so I bet it's
no. I'm not a hobbit, yeah. but I am. My mother was Swiss. She passed away. My mother's Swiss,
It's
just such a drag to have this hatred for Swiss countrymen. You know, with my mother's from Switzerland, so yeah. It's a little strange.
Yeah. Hey, final question. I mean, this is probably something that people have been mentioning during your entire career, and it's something most people know about you, but you're in many cases a very rare rock star. I mean, you have been married to the same beautiful woman for decades, and you have been clean from drugs and alcohol your entire life, more or less. Are people still like doubtful when it comes to this? Are people sometimes thinking that yeah, that's what he's saying, but then, you know, at home he drinks whiskey or whatever? Are people sometimes doubtful, like, come on, you aren't serious about this, are you? Come on, have a a line of Coke or something.
I think the ones who've been paying attention over the decades realize that nobody is that good at keeping up a fake front for 40 years. You can't, is it like, all right, 40, he must be, yeah, I guess that's serious. And, you know, and look at him on stage. He's running around and jumping around and performing, you know, like the other guys can't do anymore. And that's because he hasn't done drugs and he's always worked out and stayed fit. And, you know, so I think the people who've been following me, they believe. But I still meet people day to day who are just casual fans. They're like, dude, you know, you got any coke? I'm a wrong guy, you know. So who still don't, they ask me questions about my rock lifestyle, and they don't know that I don't have a traditional rock lifestyle.
Right. Dee Schneider, thank you so much. It's a thrill to finally talk to you. I've been listening to you in my entire life, and you were the first band that made me a bit scared, because I was just like 5 years old and we had this compilation vinyl just after Stay Hungry, and my sister was pointing at you. There was you and a bunch of mainstream pop artists on the compilation vinyl that my mom had, and my sister was pointing at you. You were holding, it was the cover of Stay Hungry, and she was telling me, my sister was just a couple of years older, that, you know, if you don't behave, this guy is kind of coming to get you. And I was really scared, you know. So
I was used as a threat. That's great.
You were used as a threat, you know. And then, you know, when I was in my teens, I learned to love the band, and I've, you know, I have every single thing you have released. So thank you so much for taking your time.
Hey, man, a pleasure to talk to you. I'm looking forward to coming to Finland and swimming and sitting in the sunshine and really just enjoying the warmth and the and the reindeer meat. Okay.
I Dee Schneiders självbiografi, som jag kan rekommendera, det är mycket underhållande, så hotar han bland annat det här schweiziska bandet Krokus. Och det här är ju för mig, i och med att de hade hotat hans fru. Hon var med på en turné och de hade liksom jävlats med henne och sådär. Och man ska inte jävlas med Dee Schneiders familj, kom ihåg det. Han såg till att de blev kickade från en massa festivaler och turnéer och förlorade en massa pengar. Och det är annars också en väldigt egendomlig rockstjärna. Han är nykter, han har varit full en gång i sitt liv. Och gift med samma kvinna i 40 år. Och Dee, han är hur rolig som helst. Och han skrattar hårt när jag berättar att min syster skrämde mig när jag var barn med bilder av Dee Schneider.